Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. On Sunday, it's the Giants and the Lions in Detroit. Joining me, as always, the Senior VP of Communications, Pat Hanlon. How you doing there, Patty?
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas,
Bobby. Bah humbug. Bah humbug after last week.
Fooch. I got my Christmas tie on.
We got Fooch.
There's no bah humbug out of me. I'm not going to be the Fooch that stole Christmas here. Even though your team like to give things away early, get into the spirit, I got a couple.
That's been a season-long theme, by the way.
I want to pull out five little Santas, and no, these are not five interceptions. These are an honor.
Bobby, Fooch stopped at Walgreens on the way here.
Five chocolate Santas in honor of your five miraculous victories this year. Okay? I'm a nice guy, Christmas spirit.
This has taken way too long.
Yeah.
You should have just dumped it out, okay?
Yeah. We
got it.
What do you got?
Don't dump Santa. You don't dump Santa on my watch, buddy.
We got another panelist here this week. We're trying to elevate
five,
the discourse.
That's five. The old best of Newsday, famed sports watch, makes his triumphant return. Can you beat that?
I can't beat that. I'm just happy to be back. You know, I know you wanted me to lend some expertise from those 95 and 96 teams, because that's reminded me of that when I saw what I saw on the field last week. Dave Brown, let's not even.
Yeah, that's a little rough.
No, we're not there. We're not there yet.
Are you surprised at what you saw out of them on Sunday, considering the way they've played over the last balance of the season?
Yeah, of course I'm surprised by what I saw, because no matter how bad this season has been, I think there's been a feeling among fans and journalists that at some point this has to get better, because of who the quarterback is. And, yeah, to see what happened, and especially to see where Eli is at right now, I obviously we all respect his resume.
Eli's
and
on
I
his don't, back
I don't,
a lot. That's the
I
problem.
I obviously do not think Eli is finished by any means, but I think fans have a right to be concerned about where his head is at and where his game is at.
Well, his head and his rear are usually on the ground.
No, not on every
well,
one of these.
Start the game, and he's on his back. It sets its tone.
I realize that, but is not the entire explanation.
Listen, let's get one thing straight about Eli Manning. It's not been a great year. Okay, but this is a guy.
Really,
the master.
Okay, I just want. He throws a lot of balls up there because he's trying to make plays. I understand where his mind is, but he's led this organization to two victories in the last minute of two Super Bowls. So you cannot
I heard about that
you would want more in your organization than this guy. What you want to do is build around them, Neil. Bring in some more weapons and some linemen. Not question the quarterback.
I didn't say that Eli is the problem here.
Oh, okay.
I think you said the exact opposite.
But fans have a right to be at least a little concerned about where he's at.
This has been a season of the unfathomable bull. Mm-hmm. Nobody in their worst nightmare around here could have envisioned an 0-6 start. You would be hard-pressed to envision a 5-interception game. It has been
amazing.
I wasn't going to use that word.
But the amazing thing about it is that the one thing you thought going into the season with this team that you could hang your hat on
would
be able to pass the ball.
The passing game. Yeah.
And it just never seems to come together.
And as much as injuries have obviously been a factor on the offensive line and at running back, the receiving core has pretty much been attacked.
Akeem?
Well,
you seen him out
he's
there?
There.
He's playing. He might be there, but he ain't there.
I realize.
And especially he ain't in the red zone.
That, but if we're talking about surprises, it's not just Eli. It's a guy like him. He's another surprise.
All right, well, we're going to take a timeout. We're going to continue this conversation, and we've got the questions.
Such as it is.
Via
Such
Twitter
as, it is.
As we continue with Giants Online here on Giants.com.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. All right, you ready for some questions via Twitter?
Yeah, of course.
I haven't said a whole lot. There's not a whole lot to say at this point.
There's probably a good reason for that.
There's two things I want to say. One is, nobody will be more driven and work harder to fix whatever is wrong with him than Eli Manning. A couple years ago, he had the 25 interception season.
Bounced back.
And he came back and he worked his rear end off to correct that issue. He'll do the same thing this year. The second thing I want to say is I admire your approach. Neil, 6 weeks ago, Bobby Papa gave fans 24 hours to offer questions for this little discussion. He now sends out the tweet soliciting questions at like 2 a.m. I want to thank you.
Listen,
that's a good approach.
And it ends at 4 a.m.?
Yes.
9 a.m.
Deadline. He gives people about five and a half minutes.
I'm sure there's a very astute question.
For the West Coast fans. Yeah. Yeah, the one thing about that year when he had the 25 picks a couple years ago.
A lot of touchdown passes.
31 touchdowns. Yeah. All right, at GMan11, what can the Giants do to get their offense back on track?
Well, they need to get the center fixed. They need to get the guards healthy. They need to get this tackle here to play better and this rookie to gain some experience. And I think they'll be a better football team next year.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But I think that having a running game would be an even better idea.
Well,
that's
it all starts there.
There you go, right there.
It all starts there.
Starts up front.
I mean, their first four runs the other day were zero. Nothing. 0 yards and a loss of a couple.
I know.
He was watching.
It doesn't sound.
Yeah, I was there.
It doesn't sound sexy. It's not fantasy, but it all starts up front. They've been weak on both sides of the line,
for a number of reasons.
Pass rush I'm talking about, and I'm talking about up front.
But do they have a running back right now who can make something of nothing? There might not be much there, but they're not making anything out of it.
I agree you need to bring another running back in to complement Brown.
All right, at Carly Man, do you think the Giants will be able to shut down Calvin Johnson?
Oof, shut him down?
Nobody's been able to. No, I do not think they will. They have to hope that he drops passes like he did last week. That probably is not going to happen.
They've only allowed two 100-yard receivers this year.
Listen, the only objective we should have with Calvin Johnson going into this game is that by the end, he knows the names of the people in our secondary because he will know their names if we do a good job of defending him.
Shutting him
down is one thing. Doing a good job defending him is another
thing. Do you have anybody over 6 feet? That's capable of covering them.
Sorry. I like Tremaine McBride's approach. Listen, he's got to bring the ball down. When he does, I'm going to strip him.
He doesn't have to bring the ball down.
We have to assume what happened last week made Calvin Johnson mad. So, you know, this seems like a good time for him to have a big game.
But he's also injured. I mean, he's getting his knee drained every week. So the Giants just have to play well against him and see what the deal is. If he has seven catches for 120 yards – so be it. You just can't let him have that 200-yard game where he just busts everything open.
I assume we're going to talk about the. Do we talk about the Lions
later?
Not really.
I was going to make a Lions.
No, we will in the last segment. Last question. At door ajar. Why have the Giants been so successful stopping the run this year? Again, another top running back, Marshawn Lynch, 2.7 yards per carry.
Because
up front,
the two guys up here.
Good job.
Have been terrific.
No. You're wrong.
Wow.
Three guys.
Okay. Right. We'll
Justin
guy,
Tuck has been
right.
fantastic against the run.
All right. Three guys. Get rid of this guy right there.
That other side has been a little.
Well, they also have an active safety and Roll who's helping out. Yeah, they got it.
Will
they
Hill.
Have, yeah, they have.
John Beeson.
John Beeson.
But it all.
Yes.
But it all does start
well
up front.
The run.
Just like the other conversation we were having about offense, Jerry Reese came into this season with an emphasis
to stop the run.
On stopping the run and giving Tom Coughlin and his defensive coaches the personnel to stop the run because did a poor job of that a year ago.
The beef.
And we've done that.
Beef to stop the run.
I mean, much like the other New York area team, you know, it is kind of a shame you got two. Am I allowed to say anything about the Jets?
No, there's eight other professional teams.
You have two pretty good defenses in town that have just been, you know, that had their seasons ruined by two really bad offenses.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back here on the program, we're going to talk a little bit about the Giants and Lions on Sunday as we continue with Giants Online here on Giants.com.
Hey, MSG has the best big blue shows, like Giants First and 10, 10 Things to Know for Sunday's Game, and Giants Rewind, where we break down last Sunday's action, two reasons why the only true blue home for true blue fans is MSG.
Back here on Giants Online at Giants.com. All right, I have one more Twitter question, which kind of gets to your point about talking about the game, the Giants and the Lions. At Steve123, if Cruz can't play on Sunday, which receiver do you see stepping up and having a big day?
How about Jernigan?
Oh, well, Tom Coughlin's very impressed with him.
Inspired,
yeah.
Right.
He's inspired.
He's inspired by his play. How about Jernigan finish the season strong?
Why not? Nice, you know, warm drive,
on
fast
turf.
Track.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
You can
what
make
you
plays against that secondary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. I'd like to see Reuben Randall, you know, just have one of those games where he's, you know, he's a go-to guy.
Like last year against Philly,
yeah.
Two touches.
You know,
yeah.
I think they will make plays.
You might need both of them.
If they keep Eli upright, then, right. Yeah, they will make plays.
Which is a concern
is,
against
well,
that
the,
defensive
the Santas,
front.
You know,
yes, because
we might be eating those Santas before it's Sunday. So.
I don't know how you block those guys, Bobby, Dominic Sue and Farley, but good luck with the banged-up offensive line that Eli Manning will have in front of him this week.
It's interesting. The Giants, you know, they play the Cowboys twice a year, and we know about the issues that the Cowboys have. The Giants are almost playing the Cowboys for the third time because the Lions are ridiculously similar to the Dallas Cowboys.
And they're similar to the Giants. They give the ball away a lot.
Yeah, it's been a very strange year. To think that team is 7-7 is kind of odd because everyone around the league thought they'd be better than that. They really are better than that, except for their takeaway giveaway numbers are awful.
Awful.
Almost as awful as the Giants.
You are what you are.
That's right.
You are what your record says you
like
are.
That. And here's the other
not
thing.
Not very good right now.
The amazing thing about the Lions is you don't often have a time where the two other quarterbacks in the division for the two other teams that you're playing are hurt.
Out.
Right. Well, you know what, Bobby, in all fairness, that's one of the depressing things about this year, that the NFC East is lousy also, and that the Giants really could have capitalized this year just being average. Average, the Giants could have won this division.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. In that sense, the Lions and Giants have been in a similar situation.
No doubt about
but if the Lions, you know, the Giants have been, you know, so far short that there, you know, there's a lot of things they could point to. But if the Lions don't win that division, which now it's out of their hands, that is a huge disappointment there. That team should have won that division under the circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, and when you look at this Giants season, I mean, it's been all about turnovers. I mean, yeah. 63 points.
Which resulted in all about 0-6.
Correct.
Which resulted in a huge, huge hole that leaves no margin for error the rest of the way.
Right.
The only good thing about these – good thing. The only reality about these teams that have had their seasons ruined by turnovers is that's something that could turn around pretty quickly. So it would not be surprising to see the Lions and Giants both as, you know, division winners next year, I don't think.
It would be surprising for the Lions, but no. Not the Giants at all.
Well, I mean, the Lions have a lot of talent.
They have a history of it, though.
Nobody thought the Eagles would have a chance to win the NFC East.
No.
Well, no, but it's, you know, it's the NFL where we all know it's, you might as well flip a coin. But the thing that the Lions and Giants both have is quarterbacks, and that's why to see them both turn it around next year wouldn't surprise anybody.
Yeah, I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead. Since we're gonna go predictions.
Can you give your handle?
Since we gave Best a seat at the table, when are Mushnick and Raceman going to get their shot to sit
there?
There
we go.
Since we're bringing in the media critics,
well, Neil's grandfathered in.
Yeah,
because Neil's on the beat too.
I'm around. I've seen a few.
Yeah.
I've seen more Jets games than Giants games this year.
We should talk about the Super Bowl weather
game.
Today, because that's part of his scope.
My Super Bowl weather prediction: 75 and sunny.
There you go. All I right. like you. You're an optimistic
guy. I'm tired of this snow talk. It'll be fine. Everybody, it's going to be fine.
There you go.
And, you know, where are you going to be sitting during the game? In the press box.
Nice, not warm press box.
Exactly.
All right, prediction quickly.
Well, unfortunately, there's nothing left here for any more Santas, any more wins. Hello.
Look at that vest.
Nothing. So. One team needs this game. The other team just wants to play with pride. I like Detroit, 31-20.
Yeah, I think the fact the Lions need the game is just too much to overcome for the Giants at this stage. So, yeah, I think that the Lions will win 32-20.
It's like the price is right.
What do you got, Alan?
Have a safe trip.
Merry Christmas, Bobby.
Merry Christmas.
To you and yours.
Merry Christmas to all of our fans out there. Make sure you join us next week here on Giants.com for another edition of Giants Online. Enjoy your football, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Bobby.
Thank you.